This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Finn, and I'm here with another programme teaching you real functional English. Now, this time, it's making polite requests. Now, that's when you want someone to do something for you. So, you could say something like, please write the report by the end of today. But that sounds a little bit too direct. There are other ways to make requests which are more polite and more likely to make the other person feel okay. So I've asked Neil and Rob to help out with these examples. Neil wants Rob to finish editing a program, but Rob doesn't seem too keen. Listen to the different ways that Neil asks him to do this. How many different ways does he use?
Morning, Rob.
Hi, Neil.
How's that program coming along? Would you mind sending it to me when it's finished?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
So, Rob, is there any chance you could send me that program you've been promising me?
Okay, I'll do my best.
So, Rob, are you okay to send that program soon?
Yeah, sure.
So, Rob, that program we were talking about earlier, I'd really appreciate it if you could send it over to me.
I'll try.
So, Rob, if you could send me that program for checking, that would be really great.
Right, I'll do my best.
Have you started it?
Soon.
So there we are, and oops, it sounds like poor Rob hasn't even started it yet. So Neil made 5 requests there. He said, would you mind sending it to me? Is there any chance you could send it to me? Are you okay to send it? I'd appreciate it if you could send it. And if you could send it, that would be great. Let's look at each of those in turn. The first 3 we can learn as chunks. Would you mind? Are you okay to? And is there any chance you could? Firstly, would you mind? Now, this is really common. It's usually followed by a verb in the ing form, like this. Would you mind lending me £5? Or would you mind sending me an email with that information? There we are, would you mind? Now next, are you okay to? Now this is followed by the verb in the infinitive, like this. Are you okay to send it today? Or are you okay to finish it this afternoon? Now this one, are you okay to, is more often used in a work context rather than in a situation with someone you don't know. Now the next chunk we can learn is there any chance you could? Neil said, is there any chance you could send it to me? So this one is followed by the infinitive as well. Is there any chance you could send? Is there any chance you could send me that information? Or is there any chance you could make a cake for her party? Great. Now, finally, this is a really good one. It's a very common and useful form, and it uses would and could, and it can be in either order. So listen to these. If you could finish it, that would be great. It would be great if you could finish it. Okay, so it sounds a bit like a second conditional in terms of its form. Let's remind ourselves of the second conditional. In a second conditional, you say if plus the past simple and then the would plus the infinitive. So, for example, if I had $1 million, I would buy a big house. If I had $1 million, I would buy a big house. So coming back to our polite request, here the if part always takes the modal verb could, if you could, plus an infinitive, as Neil said, if you could finish the program. And then the result part with would is generally something like it would be great or that would be great. We can use it or that. Or you could say something like, that would be fantastic. Or even, I would appreciate it. It's something very positive. If you could do something, that would be great. Or it would be great if you could do something. And now occasionally people sometimes make this request without the result part. They might just say, so Rob, if you could finish the report, thanks. So there we are, lots of ways to make polite requests. Would you mind? Are you okay to? Is there any chance you could? If you could do something, it would be great. And it would be great if you could do something. So there we are, five different ways of making polite requests. Hope you've enjoyed learning about it, and make sure to practice these when you can. Let's listen to the whole thing again. Bye.
Morning, Rob.
Hi, Neil.
How's that programme coming along? Would you mind sending it to me when it's finished?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
So, Rob, is there any chance you could send me that programme you've been promising me?
Okay, I'll do my best.
So, Rob, are you okay to send that programme soon?
Yeah, sure.
So, Rob, that programme we were talking about earlier, I'd really appreciate it if you could send it over to me.
I'll try.
So, Rob, if you could send me that programme for checking, that would be really great.
Right, I'll do my best.
Have you started it?
Soon.
That was BBC Learning English.